And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now, 28 minutes past the hour. And at this time, usually on a Wednesday evening, we go to Sabina Trench from Schlienua Careers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And as always, thank you very much indeed for taking our call. We have an email this evening from M.O. Hello, Sabina. Good news. I've been offered a new job, so I need to write a letter of resignation to my current employer. It's been a mixed experience. How do I write a letter without burning any bridges? Any guidance, please?
Okay, right. I first of all, isn't it great that somebody is moving on and is in the position that they're writing a resignation letter? I suppose very wise of them to think, you know, think deeply about it and not to say, you know, oh, I think I'll air my views now on this last parting shot, because I think it's important. You know, Mayo is a small place, Connacht is a small place, Ireland is a small place. And I think it's really important to manage that very well. Now, he or she said it was a mixed bag. So there must have been some positives there, you know, in the work experience. But in saying that, you know, if it wasn't an absolutely 100% positive experience, there's no need for the letter to kind of be, you know, gushing and all and a little bit fake either. You know, it can be quite to the point and still, you know, leave all relationships intact and get your point across.
Yes, but at the same time, would it not be just perhaps better to simply explain that a new job offer has come along, it's been what the individual MO has been thinking, and just confine your letter of resignation to a couple of lines without going into detail about anything, in fact?
Yeah, and I think that's a good way of looking at it, Aidan. It's, you know, get to the point and stick to it. You know, thank, you know, we'll say if you're writing to the HR manager, and we'll say your own line manager hadn't been very supportive, you could, you know, still say to the HR manager, you know, thank you for all of your support in my, you know, role, and then CC or copy the letter to the manager so that they're informed of it as well. But, you know, you're not necessarily, you know, making up stuff for, you know, if you're writing to your own manager and the experience wasn't great, just leave it at, you know, thank the company for the opportunity rather than in the individual. Do you know, just
yes,
if you feel that might be a little bit of an issue, it might stick in your throat a bit if you were to kind of write that. But you're right, the first thing to do is get to the point. You know, please accept this letter. You know, I'm writing to let you know that, you know, I have secured another opportunity and, you know, inform you of my intention to resign from my current post, whatever it is. First line, tell them straight up front, this is what the letter is about. So get that in there in the first line, you know, please accept this letter as my intention of resignation. The next thing then I would say is concentrate on your contract. So everyone should have a contract of employment, so hopefully this person does too. And within that contract, it should outline the terms of resignation in terms of notice. So I would kind of quote the contract, you know, as per my contract, I am giving 4 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is, notice. And also, just to be absolutely clear, inform your employer of your proposed end date, you know, within that 2 weeks, so that you're absolutely clear that you have covered yourself in terms of the amount of notice you are supposed to give, and also that you've clearly stated your finish date. Now, I think as a matter of good manners or just good management from your own point of view, I think it is important just to put a note in there, you know, and say, you know, I'll complete my duties as usual, but if there's anything in particular you would like me to pay attention to or whatever, please let me know, so that in the last, 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a handover might be important. maybe there's a project that needs to be finished that is priority or something like that. And I think you should, just out of courtesy and everything else, you do not want to be that person that everybody talks about. And I've actually seen these desks where they literally stood up from the desk and walked out the door and left piles and piles of paperwork and files behind them. You know, you want to leave everything in good order. Who knows when you may want to come back here again in the future if something changed in your own circumstances or even in management maybe that you didn't get on with now. So it's important to leave that door open and to be, I suppose, cooperative in the closing out of your employment. I think that is important.
How wise would it be, Sabina, to perhaps go and see your employer if it's that, if it's possible, or in the alternative, your HR manager, and simply explain verbally what has happened in terms of your opportunities before you actually sit down to write the formal letter of resignation?
Yes, and you could do that, and I would say that is, you know, that is a good approach, because you do want to be as personable about it all as you can, rather than formal. But I do appreciate now, in some circumstances, that relationships may be such that, you know, somebody might be sitting in their home, or this person, MO, might be sitting in his or her home tonight saying, I just want to send them an email. I just want to send a letter, you know, and just do this really formally. You know, it really does depend on where the relationship is at. But ideally, yes, that you'd go in and have a chat, because, you know, a good manager or a good a HR person will wish you all the very best, you know, for a new opportunity, and, you know, thank you for your service and that kind of thing. And that, you know, it should be quite positive. But I do appreciate that in some circumstances that that relationship may or may not exist. And even just going in saying that, I think, you know, keep a mind as well to the fact that we would always say in Slea Nua Careers, never leave a job without, I suppose, not only your P45 in your hand, but have that in one hand and your reference letter in your other. So I would suggest in the letter, or when you're having the chat with the HR or the line manager or whatever, is that you would ask them as far as possible to have your P45 in progress or available, and a letter of a reference letter, a letter of recommendation ready for you on your last day.
If it's the case that you're one of these employees that perhaps is absolutely crucial to the business, and very often you find that that is the case, I presume in those circumstances that there may be contract conditions which may be even more detailed than might normally be the case, because clearly if you are an employee central to the operations of a particular business or a particular concern, the owners of that business will not want you departing the scene, as it were, unexpectedly, because that may have serious implications for the business. So I presume the contract would cover that.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, it could, you know, this, you know, if there weren't signs, it could lead to some counter offers. You know, what can we do to make you stay? I didn't realise that you were not happy here. Is there anything that we can do? You know, so while you might write your letter of resignation, I think at this stage, this person, MO, is all set and ready. But, you know, it doesn't stop a manager from asking a really important person or somebody who's really, as you say, essential to the operations to say, ooh, I really wasn't expecting this. And it could be a complete curveball for them. You know, is there anything we can do to make you stay? Or in some cases, if there's very sensitive information, say if you were going to a competitor or maybe you were starting up your own business, your length of of notice might be shortened and, you know, to the very minimum, because there might be a fear that you would start to collect sensitive information, maybe customers' contact details or important clients,
yes,
you know, that kind of thing. But in a business of that nature, I would expect that all of that is clearly outlined in a tight contract, to say the least. But it, you know, it is known to happen, and it is very important. And that's why you see sometimes, I don't know if it's, you know, in the kind of the movies sometimes where they nearly have the person, you know, be escorted, you know, in the office.
From the premises. Yes, indeed.
Exactly. But, you know, you could be talking about people working in the financial markets or things, you know, where damage could be done quite quickly, you know, in that sort of scenario. But in saying that, you know, if you were starting up on your own in something similar, you could get quite a good database put together and, you know, emails out to let people know about your new thing, your new business and that kind of stuff. But I am aware that in most businesses, they do have clauses that would protect them against that. And, you know, going against that would be probably, you know, libelous or you know, it could induce a stern letter from the solicitor.
Sure. Well, actually, you've preempted what I was going to say. Just in conclusion, I was involved in a situation myself many years ago where an individual was leaving her current business at the time and moving on to another employer, and the owner of the business, the first business in which she was and had been a very good employee for many years and a huge contributor to it, but he was refusing to give her any reference at all. Now, it was interesting because he knew he couldn't give a reference that was negative because she had been so successful in the business and the business had been hugely successful because of her. But what he was saying to her was, I'm not going to do that because that could be defamation. I'm not going to give you any reference at all. And you know, that the difficulty was that he was entitled to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's it. And I mean, I've come across that in the banking sector where some management, you know, if they're owned by, you know, bigger operation, where they literally aren't able to give. The only thing they can give, and it's from like a central international office that says, you know, Aidan Crowley worked here from such and such a date to such and such a date in the role of X. And, you know, like your friend who had given so much to an organisation, I mean, that's a little bit light to say the least. You know, you'd have to be very creative about looking for your references there, maybe from a key client or two or something like that, if it was possible. But, you know, if you know, it's a difficult one. I'd be hoping that you could kind of talk somebody around, but sometimes that just can't be done.
In that case, it couldn't be done, unfortunately. It caused a lot of grief and difficulty, but the situation was, if the employer had decided, as he did decide, not to furnish the reference, then nobody could force him to, not even a court.
No, and because, you know, I mean, it does look a bit suspicious on a potential employer's, you know, radar going, why won't that then?
But that's the point. That?
You know, it is, and it starts to create questions.
In this particular example that I'm giving you, the employee, it was well known within the industry that she had been very, very successful, so that the fact that the employer was refusing to give a reference didn't impact that hugely on her, though she would have liked to have that reference anyway, because further down the line she might have needed it. But unfortunately, as I say, we weren't able to get it.
Yeah, and that is a real shame, because as you say, with all she gave, and, you know, thank goodness she had that reputation built up. Hence the importance of networking.
She was absolutely, and she was very lucky that she did, Sabina, because if she hadn't had, she could have been in real difficulty.
She really could. And, you know, people talk to me about, you know, the important, you know, is LinkedIn that important and is networking important? Well, Exhibit A, you've just had it there tonight, it is.
Yes.
And it could really save your skin at the end of the day.
Very true. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. And we'll talk to you again this night, week, Lacuna Day, in or about 5:30.
OK, thanks a lot, Aidan.
Very good evening to you. Bye-bye.